I will be reading today from my book, Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2. This is chapter 5. Why do we have addictive problems anyway? Would it not have been simpler for our Creator to make a world where people just enjoyed everything but never became addicted or out of control? If the Garden of Eden experience had worked out better, we would not need to answer this question. However, you know how it did work out, and so here is the answer. The answer is yes, it would have been simpler, but addictive behavior, sooner or later, causes suffering and pain, misery and losses. Sooner or later, if the addictive behaviors don't kill you, they hurt you bad enough that you seek relief from the suffering. And it is precisely this pain and the subsequent chance to learn and grow from it that require the creation of the process of addiction in the first place. In this light, addiction can be seen not as a drug problem or an alcohol problem, nor a gambling problem, nor a relationship problem, and not as a problem only of a few unfortunate individuals, but a problem for all of us. You bought this book because you wanted to help someone you love escape from the terrible disease of addiction, and you did not know how to help them. This may indeed be the most important paragraph in the book because I am going to tell you how. Most of the 8 billion people on the planet are addicted to something. First, let's find out if you are one of them. Read the list of psychological symptoms that are symptoms of the broad disease of addiction. Do you suffer from one or more of these symptoms? They are loneliness, unhappiness, discontentment, emotional or physical pain, anxiety, emptiness, depression, a void, unworthiness, lack of love, lack of acceptance, unsuccessfulness, sorrow, fear, insecurity, sadness, boredom, resentment, self-pity, a desire for immediate gratification and pleasure, and suicidal thoughts. Now read the descriptions of the various addictive behaviors, which is found in chapter 14. They are codependency or control, marijuana, alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, inhalants, depressants, stimulants, anabolic steroids, gambling, kleptomania, smoking, sociopathic or criminal behavior, overeating or undereating, sexual and non-sexual abuse, workaholism, excitement, power and greed, teenage rebellion, sexual compulsions, overspending, negative thinking, television, internet, or smartphone overuse, relationship addiction, and collectaholism or hoarding. Do you have one of these behaviors, and is it hurting you or someone you love? If you suffer from one or more of the symptoms of the disease, and you have a behavior that you can't quit, which is hurting you or someone you love, then you suffer from the disease of addiction. Now, in your life, you have someone, a spouse, a child, a grandchild, or some other person that you love very much who also suffers from this disease and you want to help. There are only two things that you can do to help. The first is to cure yourself from the disease so you can be a good role model and mentor to the person you want to help. Everything that you need is written in this book. Once you have cured yourself from this disease, show your loved one what it has done in your life and how you are different. Begin a prayer campaign and ask God to use this change to convict your loved one of his or her need to do the same thing. God is faithful to his promises. He will answer your prayer. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. This is found in 1 Corinthians 10:3.